The Bird Show.
So, kind of a weird day yesterday. I think Kristen was feeling this also, because we met last night. We were doing some stuff for Bird Speak Adventure. It was a weird day for me yesterday. The pressure of this job, and I've always said this is not a hard job. It's just a taxing job. And it's pressure-filled because everything we do is under a microscope when it comes to ratings, right? And every 4 weeks, we get some ratings. And three ratings periods equal what we call in the industry a book. That is your ratings that the salespeople go out and they say, hey, our show is number 12. you should really advertise on this show, right? So every 3 months, really, everybody is around, at least in the sales department, they sit around and they wait for these ratings to come. And it's stressful. It is really stressful trying to put together a show each and every day and making sure that we don't suck and you guys are listening to it. And we have been very fortunate over 25 years where we have been pretty consistent when it comes to the ratings. There are times where they're not nearly as good as we want them to be, and it is stressful. But it is, I never take for granted when the ratings are good. And secretly, I was really, really hoping that this very last ratings period that we were going to have on the Bird Show, that we were going to be able to walk away and say that we were number one, right? So I had actually forgotten about it, to be honest with you. And I got an email yesterday from the people that look at the ratings and they're like, hey, guess what? You guys are number one in your demos. And it was such a mixed bag of emotions for me, and I think for you too yesterday, Kristen, in that you worked so hard for those. And I'm in such a fortunate position, you guys, that I get to leave on my own terms. In this industry, that is sort of unheard of. Mm-hmm. Generally, what happens is you stay too long and your ratings suck, and then you bounce around from station to station within a market, or you have to continue to try to find a show outside of the city, right? That hasn't happened with us. And we've been very, very fortunate. So when those ratings came out yesterday, I was so proud, so relieved, but also like, what the F am I doing? Like, what a situation we have here. We have really built something, and it's very hard to be number one in any demo. And when we got them yesterday, I immediately sent those to Kristen, knowing what her reaction was going to be. It was like, of course.
Of course. Well, it was sweet because not only you, but our PD also hit me up. And it was in a different demo that she was letting me know. So it wasn't just one, but it was two demos that we snagged number one for our summer book. And I was like,
yeah,
of course.
Right.
But I mean, that's a testament to the listeners, man, and their loyalty and their support. And this wasn't the looky-loos after you announced your retirement. Like, this was all done.
This is before
pre-announcement. Yeah. So, because this was going to be for third quarter. So, which is our summer book. But yeah, it was. It's weird. It feels good, but it also feels like, why are we into this?
Yeah, so I can understand why people in the industry are hitting me up going like, what's going on with Cumulus? Why are they getting rid of you? They're not.
Trust me, they are not happy about this.
I don't know if they are or not. I don't think they are. Yeah. But what I want to do is I want to thank you guys again. And I've been thanking you for 25 years because right from the start, when we didn't know what we were doing, you guys were supporting this show. Mm-hmm. And it should have never worked. Like, we were going up against radio stations like Star that had such a huge signal. We had 3,000 watts. And the analogy that I used to use for people is that imagine opening a mom and pop restaurant that only has like 12 tables and you're going up against Chili's that has like 100 tables. And at the end of the day, our mom and pop was getting better receipts and we were making a profit better than the big chain, right? It was unheard of at that time. It's just a really great story because it built and built and built. And then we went to this bigger signal and you guys have been supporting us all the way. And to be able to end like this, all I can do is thank you guys. And Kristen and Abby also, I mean, this is a new experience for Abby also. And I'm sure like hearing that we're number one and now you having to find another job must be like very frustrating.
No, I mean, it's great because the number one question I get every time I'm on a call with a potential new employer is they're like, why is it ending? Like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we were number one last time around. So it's great to be able to throw out that number because then it's not, oh, they're getting rid of you because you guys suck and the Bert Show is tanking and that's why you all have to find new jobs. It's just your time to go. And I I don't fault you for that at all. Like, if this is the right time for you to retire, then we're going to be fine. Like, a thing about me, I'm going to be okay. So, you know, all these interviews and stuff, like, it's been comforting to be like, no, we do really good work. We're just going on a different path.
Agreed. I'm getting a lot of texts, you know, so I've put together this gratitude list and I have about 50 people on this list that have helped me out in my career that I've been texting or emailing, in some cases calling, and just thanking them for being part of my career in small ways and in big ways also. And it's funny to get the texts back now, because it used to be like Kristen used to say that when I was talking about like leaving radio, she used to not take it seriously.
No, you were the boy that cried retirement. Like, it was never going to happen.
Right.
It was like, it was good in theory, but I'm like, he can't step away from being Burt Schobert.
Right. So now that narrative.
Turns out I was wrong.
Eventually you were going to be wrong. So now the narrative has changed and it's, oh, you'll be back.
Oh, shut up.
Uh-huh. It's like, okay, I understand, but it's very hard to process a situation like this when you're in radio that you just don't leave in this circumstance. So people are saying that, oh, you're going to be back. You just need a break. And as I've been thinking about that, I'm trying to keep my mind open about it. Like, I can't think of a situation where I would... Because really what I'm trying to do is get away from performing. That's really what I want to do, is that so much of my self-worth has come from performing and getting adulation from other people that I'm just ready to move on from that life, right? And find joy and peace in other areas. But like I've said to you guys over the course of the last couple of weeks, a lot of this is theoretical. I mean, I've never been that person before. So I'm trying to turn into the person I've always wanted to be. But there is a question like, am I capable? Now, it might not be radio, but I'm also giving myself the grace in like 6 or 7 months to say, like, you know what? That's part of who I am, and that's part of my juice. So I don't know if it's going to be a podcast. I don't know if it's going to be video. It may be nothing at all. But I also don't want to look at it and say, if I do something that is performative, that I've somehow failed.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture you. My thinking for you is you're not going to know until you try. So, and I've been pushing for you to allow yourself some grace, because this is going to be a major adjustment. And not just allow yourself some grace, but those around you, show grace to them as you are figuring out this new path for yourself. So I think there's going to be some growing pains as to discovering who you are without the Burt Show.
And I as I was thinking about this yesterday, and the texts were coming in pretty consistently, I was, okay, you're going to be back doing something. I started to feel like I would be failing you guys, because we have this great situation right now that I'm kind of blowing up because of retirement. And then if I realize like I can't do it again, you guys are already gone.
Don't be calling me. I ain't going to be answering.
Right. Like, if I come back, like somehow I felt like not only would I be failing myself, but I had thoughts that I'd be failing you guys also, because this is such a great situation.
You've said before, like, you're an all or nothing kind of guy. And I think you think in black and white a lot. It's not a failure if you come back and you want to do performative stuff again. You've learned something about yourself. You've grown. And the best thing I ever saw was a meme that says, why do we talk about things in terms of failures? If I open a bookstore and it's successful for 5 years and then it runs dry, did I fail? Or did I have a really successful bookstore for 5 years? Hmm. My marriage ends. Is it a failed marriage? Or did it just run its course and I had a lot of highlights and great things and it naturally came to an end? So maybe just reframe how you think about it. It's not a failure. It's growth.
So again, I mean, just to thank you guys for 25 years of amazingness. It is always a stressful time for us when the ratings are coming out. And you have made us demand to be outstanding and extraordinary. So even when we're number 3, it bums us out, right? Mm-hmm. When we're number 2, it bums us out. So to be able to go away and say, hey, thank you for allowing the Burt Show to be number 1 one last time is a huge honor.
Yeah, and thanks for that last bonus before I walk out the door. Love you, mean it.
Hey, the Burt Show.